It is time now for the Traderville's Fishery Report, brought to you by Hornaday Bullets, and joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, the last 10 years, I guess we can say, the FLW has come to Hot Springs. George Cochran won it, I think, in 2005. It was back here this past year. Well, I don't know if you've heard or not, but there's been some changes, been some big changes. There's been a rumor going around for quite some time now that Major League Fishing was going to buy FLW. It has happened.
Yeah, it has. And you said it, you know, the rumor's been going around for about, well, since the championship left here in August.
Yep.
They're going to revamp the whole situation. The FLW's format had been struggling the last 2 years, and then it really struggled this year with Major League Fishing starting a whole new circuit. So they had to do something, and so they merged or got bought, whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what the future is going to be for the FLW circuit? I really don't know. I know they're going to continue to run the BFL.
Yes.
I know they're going to have to pick whether they're going to keep the Costa Series going or the FLW Series going. I don't think they can keep three levels going. They're probably going to condense the Costa and the FLW and only keep the BFL in one of the other two divisions.
Well, I know they're going to keep the high school.
They're going to keep
all of that, and the closing of all this takes place October 31st. And I don't know, from what just a few things I've read, I think it's going to be really, really good. They're going to extend the payouts and such as that. You know, the first, it's going to be six-day tournaments. The first two or three, it's going to be catch five and, you know, weigh them in. But then the last two, I think 3 days, it's going to be the normal Major League Fishing deal, catch, release, weigh, all that kind of good stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. It's going to take place in 2020, so we will see pretty quick.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, we've got a lot of guys that this is going to affect, and I can't wait because I've always loved Major League Fishing, and now I think it's going to be even better.
Yes, you're right.
Got any reports for me?
Well, everybody is talking about what's going on with the weather as far as the deer hunting goes. For one thing, we've got some rain coming in tonight. I know three guys that worked all day yesterday and this morning working on food plots. This is absolutely your last chance, I think, to get seed in the ground and get some good green sprouts up by the 1st of November, because it's going to take just short of the 30 days, about, you know, 25 days to really get it going. I know that a lot of guys have had food plots ruined because of the drought. Put seed in the ground back on Labor Day weekend and then never got any more rain to get it going. So it's few and far between on the food plots. What that has done is obviously open up the door for corn feeding. You said something that's amazing to me the other day, that you had a bunch of acorns on the ground.
Yes.
I went looking yesterday on purpose under every single one of my white oak trees. I have no white oak acorns on the ground, and I've got five huge white oaks. Not one of them is dropping acorns yet.
I will say this. I don't have as many acorns as I normally have, but I do have acorns, but I got a ton of hickory nuts.
Yeah, hickories are dropping, that's for sure, but I did not see any white oak acorns on the ground yet. So that tells me that, you know, right around the corner, whenever we get this rain, it could very well start the process. And that's what these deer are waiting on. They love white oak acorns and pin oak acorns. As soon as they hit the ground, that's what they're waiting for.
Well, I hope everything turns out to make a big success for all the deer hunters, because I know they've been waiting all year for this, and we'll find out shortly.
That's right.
What's happening at Trader Bell's?
We have a huge selection of muzzle-loading accessories in stock. We handle Thompson Center, Tradition, CVA, and Knight muzzle-loaders. Have Nikon muzzle-loading scopes to go on top of them, as well as Leopold as well. Have different powders, primers, hard-to-find accessories. If you're looking for a muzzle-loading part or a gun, anything with it, we got a big selection of them in stock.
Go by Trader Bell's, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs. 623-8403 is the phone number. As always, Philip, appreciate the time and information, and we will converse again tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bell's Fishery Report, brought to you by Hornaday Bullets.